Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Welcome to the Armed American Radio Daily Defense Studios. As I come to you right now, President Trump is meeting with members of Congress, and Dianne Feinstein is berating him about weapons of war and what we do. She wants to ban your guns. It's as simple as that, and she's talking about it now. I had to mute it so we could go live together here on the radio. Trump basically rebuked her, told her, you're going to have to get together with these people here, and she chuckled and laughed because she knows that's not going to happen. But there's a remarkable, yet again, another remarkable meeting occurring in the White House in front of the cameras, and Trump talking with us, with you, through the representatives. He's sitting there with Rubio, he's sitting with Cornyn, he's sitting with the Connecticut gun grabbers, he's sitting there with Florida representatives from down there, he's sitting with a number of others. He's got gun grabbers at the table, and he's got Republicans who, quite frankly, are caving. And I want to talk with you a little bit about that today. So here's why. Because it's happening in real time. You will know more about this if you're listening to the program later in the day, if you're catching it on a delayed broadcast, or if you're listening to it in your own time on podcast. And I'm fascinated watching the gun grabbers go to him and try to get in his ear when he's made it very clear he's been sitting with the National Rifle Association, et cetera. More on all of this. There's psychology being played here. There's politics at play here, and it's remarkable to watch. This is something that we never saw. Obama would never do this because he didn't want you to hear what he was saying behind closed doors. Trump doesn't give a crap. I'm going to bring Mike Pawarski in from the arms room, and we're going to go through some of what we're hearing. And, you know, for the first time ever, I wish I could say to you, I wish I was on an hour later, because Governor Scott is talking right now in real time, introducing some gun law, quote unquote, gun law reform. I'm watching all of this on One American News Network right now, and they're calling it a Florida governor to introduce gun law reform, school safety measures. But it's not reform, because nothing that I witnessed in Trump's meeting and nothing Governor Scott is going to mention will have stopped what happened in Parkland. This is a dog and pony show at best, but I want to get into the weeds with you here. Let's talk with Mike Pawarski from the Arms Room, who's down in Florida. Mike, welcome to the show. You were listening to this as you were driving. You couldn't see it, but you were listening, correct?
Yeah, listening, and then got to watch about the last half hour of it on the phone.
Okay. First off, before we get, as I said, deep into the weeds, let's cover the general. Let's just go over the top. Let's coat this. What did you hear?
You know, credit to the president. You know, he put everybody in the room together. You know, that's something, like you said, we never saw in the last administration. You know, this guy, he doesn't care. He doesn't care who knows. He's here, and he's trying to make a deal. He's trying to make things happen. And what I heard from him was with the same thing we've been critical of, Mark, is everybody says, you know, we need to do something. We need to do something. And he said, you know, we need to do something to end this, and we're here in the room together. Let's make it happen. Here's the plan. Here's the ideas. He didn't say, let's do something. He said, here's ideas. Why can't we make this happen? Let's work together on this.
All right, let's talk about some of the things that we've heard. Number one, I'm going to focus on the bump stock, and I'll tell you why I want to focus on that first. Because Trump flat out told us in this meeting today, he said, it would be nice if all of you could get together and work on one bill instead of having 15 different bills, one bill. Now, what Trump doesn't understand is that every one of the charlatans that were in that room, they're concerned about one thing. Number one, their own reelection and putting their own name on legislation. All right, that's just the way Washington works. Trump's in the process of weeding that out, I believe, and he might be able to do it in this case. He went right to Cornyn, who was sitting on the monitor to his to the left, to Trump in the room on his right, and he went right to Cornyn, and he started talking about fixed NICS first. But I want to go back to bump stocks first, because he took it right off the table. He said, you don't need to add bump stocks into any of these things we're talking about. I have the authority. They're gone. They're gone, he said. They're done. They're gone. I'm doing that. I'm signing it. He's going to sign it tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to tell you that right now. Bump stocks, they're gone. They're done. I'm going to sign it. They're done. Mike, when you hear that, what do you think?
Well, I like that he's taken the bump stocks away from you know, their negotiation. Don't get caught up on it. You know, don't let bump stocks interfere with your school shooting, you know, goals here. Whatever your beliefs that the proper thing to do here, you know, on both sides of the aisle to secure our schools, don't let bump stocks interfere with that. Don't tag bump stocks on top of it. Don't make it. And like you probably didn't hear it, Mark. It was while you were doing your intro. He told them at the very end as well. Forget about bump stocks. Don't add the two paragraphs in there. I'm telling you, I'm taking
right,
care of
right.
it.
Right, right. I heard that. I actually had that. I had that on while the music was playing on the intro to the show. But the reason I'm asking that question, I don't want there to be any disconnect between us, Mike, is that the reason he's telling them not to add it is because he's going to unilaterally ban them tomorrow. He's going to sign an executive order. They're working on it now. He's going to announce that. I believe he will sign it tomorrow. Bump stocks, bye-bye.
Yeah,
let's look at this.
Go ahead.
No, go on. Go ahead. Go on with your thought.
You know, bump stocks is one of those things. I think the NRA was wrong when they came out with their statement. I believe that the NRA gave him permission. Not so much permission. He doesn't need permission from anybody. But I believe when he looked towards the gun community, the pro-gun community, he saw the NRA say, we don't need gun stock. We don't need the bump stocks. So he said, okay, well, we don't need them. Let's get rid of them. You know, that's a way to start moving forward with trying to secure our schools, I guess. I don't know where a bump stock was ever used in a school, but, you know, the NRA gave it to him, so he took it. Now he's taken them away, and, you know, it's an accessory. The NRA, I think, should have stood up for them. They did not, but now we're going to lose them over this, the high school issue. You know, I guess maybe we ban things when we're 2-3 issues later. Maybe that's it. You know, well, you wanted bump stocks, in Vegas. You didn't get them then, so I'll give them to you now. I don't know the rationale on why the bump stocks are going away.
Here's the statement from the NRA. In the aftermath of the evil and senseless attack in Las Vegas, the American people are looking for answers as to how future tragedies can be prevented. Unfortunately, the first response from some politicians has been to call for more gun control. Banning guns. You got to pay very careful attention to this wording. I'm going to break it down for you, but I want you to pay careful attention to what you're hearing. Banning guns from law-abiding Americans based on the criminal act of a madman will do nothing to prevent future attacks. This is a fact that has been proven time and again in countries across the world. In Las Vegas, reports indicate that certain devices were used to modify the firearms involved, despite the fact that the Obama administration approved the sale of bump fire stocks on at least two occasions. The National Rifle Association is calling on the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives to immediately review whether these devices comply with federal law. The NRA believes that devices designed to allow semi-automatic rifles to function like fully automatic rifles should be subject to additional regulations. In an increasingly dangerous world, the NRA remains focused on our mission, strengthening Americans' Second Amendment freedom to defend themselves, their families, and their communities. To that end, on behalf of our 5 million members across the country, probably 6 now, we urge Congress to pass national right to carry reciprocity, which will allow law-abiding Americans to defend themselves and their families from acts of violence. Now, that statement I felt was added oddly at the end, and what I took away from that, and I'll never know, we can only speculate, Mike, is that the bump stock was the sacrificial lamb. It is being sacrificed on the altar of gun control. And the NRA said that, you know what, nobody knew about these things anyway. Not one sitting member of Congress nor the president had ever heard of this thing before. Most of our members don't give a crap about it. The ones that do, who cares? And Americans don't know anything about it. So if it makes somebody feel good to be able to say they did something by quote-unquote banning something, here's your sacrificial lamb. And that was bump stocks. The problem I have here is, number one, it's simply an accessory and it's an infringement, and it would not have stopped anything. Nothing. It would not have stopped Parkland, and it would not have stopped Vegas. No law would have stopped Vegas. Period. Not one. If he hadn't had a bump stock, he'd have used 12, 13, 14 other weapons that he had. And if anybody, as I said yesterday and I've said before, and I'll say it again, Mike, you can confirm it before the break. Anybody who is not ballistically challenged, understands that if he had not used bump stocks, which were jamming, at a controlled rate of fire with a semi-automatic AR-15, he could have done far more damage without the bump stocks. Agree or no?
Yeah, absolutely agree. Somebody that knew how to operate that rifle could have done easily as much or more damage.
We're getting ready to take a break. Here's where the problem is. We'll talk about this when we come back with Mike. We don't know how any executive order that Trump is going to sign. I'm not telling you he might. I'm telling you he is going to sign it. And it will more than likely be tomorrow based on what we're seeing now. If you're listening to me later, you might know more about that now. I'm telling you that this is unfolding in real time. What we know now is he is going to sign it. They're going to go by, they're done. He doesn't want anybody putting any paragraphs about bump stocks in any legislation they're working on because he's fixing the problem. The problem is, how is it worded and what else does it include? We'll be back right after this. Well, gun lovers, your time is almost up. How'd you like to hit the range tomorrow with that brand new gun? Because the USCCA wants to give you a free gun right now. But this is your absolute last chance to win. They're giving away a different gun every single day this month, but it all ends this Wednesday. So you're almost out of time. You have to hurry. You have to hurry. Just go to armedandresponsible.com to get entered right now. And it's not just one gun. You could get up to 10 chances to win your gun each day. It could be a Kimber. It could be a Glock. Maybe a Springfield. But they're all gone this Wednesday. All you have to do is go to armedandresponsible.com to reveal which gun you could take home today. But remember, there's not a lot of time. The gun of the day always disappears at midnight. And it all ends this Wednesday. Don't miss out. The clock is ticking. Just go to armedandresponsible.com to get entered to win your free gun right now. That's armedandresponsible.com. Armedandresponsible.com. It'd be fun to go to the range with a brand new gun, wouldn't it? Remember, armedandresponsible.com. Time is running out. Hurry, please.
If you had to use your firearm to protect your loved ones, would you know what to expect in the aftermath? Imagine being thrown into a cop car in front of your family. Could you have said something differently? I've had these fears, and the USCCA has alleviated them with the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. A free guide covering 6 big mistakes that could land you behind bars. For this free guide, visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win 1 of 4 guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number 1of4guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends. You can find every episode of Into the Fray at intothefrayvideo.com. That's intothefrayvideo.com.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Indeed it is. Let's get some business out of the way real quick and then go back to this very, very, very important discussion, as there are infringements on your right to bear arms coming that will do nothing to stop what it is everyone at the table wants to stop. Now, I'm not going to harp completely on Trump about that. We'll go there in just a minute. We're going to get into the weeds with this stuff. I want to apologize in advance for not going down the rest of that list from yesterday's column from John Nolte, but this supersedes that. We're going to have to move on this. I apologize. First things first, armedandresponsible.com. This is all ending today. This is it today. 10 guns being given away today. Armedandresponsible.com. It's not going to flip to a new gun at midnight, so it's imperative that you get over there today. I can't stress it hard enough. Armedandresponsible.com. I'm Wyatt Earp, but it all ends now, and it does. It ends right now today. Get in there, armedandresponsible.com. Get your name on that list, and good luck, and hopefully you walk away with some of those free firearms. That would be really, really nice. And if you do, shoot me an email, mark@armedamericanradio.org. I would love to hear from you. Warfighter Tobacco. AAR promo code, 10% off everything in the shop except for those sample packs. As I told you yesterday, I have a sample pack. I got to get it to a dealer, but it's right here. It's quite the cool thing. So even if you get the sample pack and you don't get the 10% off, you're still getting a great deal. I can vouch for it. I'm looking at it right here. Make sure to head over to warfightertobacco.com. Cigars, accessories, apparel, and all kinds of other cool stuff. Support the vets, the veteran-owned company that supports you and this program. Let's support them back, okay? Get that 10% off using promo code AAR at warfightertobacco.com. Unleash the warfighter in you. Also, fun stuff. You're going to start hearing new spots. It really cool. The folks up at MyPillow.com were tuned in yesterday. We've got a promo code for you. Go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code AAR, and get 50% off, 50% off the MyPillow 4-pack. On the website, up to 30% off of everything else on the site. Everything, including the dog beds. It is absolutely amazing. Mike was a guest on the program. He loves the show. He loves what we do here. He supports us and has given us the opportunity to pass those savings directly on to you from AAR. Let him know we support him too. I've been a customer of his for a couple years. He just didn't know it. Now he does, and now you do. MyPillow.com, use the promo code AAR and take advantage of that 4-pack. 50% off of that 4-pack and whatever else you want on the site. It's all discounted. It's right there for you. Mike Pawarski, back to the bump stocks. Bump stocks, sacrificial lamb, gun control, bye-bye. You're not going to get him anymore. Are they going to confiscate him from you?
Yeah, listen, I don't know how you confiscate something that was bought with cash for $100
right
at a gun show somewhere. I don't know how that's going to happen, you know, unless they want to violate all of our Fourth Amendment rights, you know, and just start knocking on doors and asking every citizen of this country if they have a bump stock. By the way, we're going to come in and take a look. You know, you said something interesting in the NRA statement, and I don't know that I caught it the first time, or maybe it's a different or revised statement. It said that they required more regulation. That almost sounds to me like let's make them a Class 3 item, you know, and I could see that, being all right. I don't see that being a problem if they decided to make those a Class 3 item.
That's not what they're doing.
No, I know that's not what they're doing. But you know, if we had heard this, maybe the president had heard that, or maybe somebody had explained to him what Class 3 items are with a National Firearms Act of firearms. But yeah, it sounds like they're coming to take these accessories away. I don't know if they're coming to take them away. They're going to say it's okay if you've got them. You have to destroy them. Don't let us ever see them again. I'm curious to see what it says. That's for sure.
I don't think they'll go that far. They can't. They're not going to. But what they could do, you know, I ask that question almost rhetorically. I say almost rhetorically because I don't think they're going to do it. It doesn't have an obvious answer to it. Therefore, it's not really being. It's almost. But it opens up a slippery slope. It opens up another door for Feinstein and Blumenthal and Murphy and the rest of them. And I can put Republicans in there as well, too, to stick their little foot in there and hold that door open for a later date. Bump stocks with sacrificial lamb here. That's it. It's that simple. They're being sacrificed on the altar of gun control. In the NRA, that was the original statement, by the way. There are no additions to that. NRA believes that devices designed to allow semi-automatic rifles to function like fully automatic rifles should be subject to additional regulations. Doesn't say should be studied to determine if they should be subject to additional. It says should be subject to additional regulations. And it also says devices. It doesn't say device. It says devices. So that's why I lead into what we're going to see in an executive order, because we've already seen the notes on it. Bump stocks and other devices that allow a rifle, semi-automatic rifle, to fire as a fully automatic rifle. So what are the other devices, Mike? See, these are the questions. This is the problem. This is the infringement. This is where it comes from. So I vehemently oppose outlawing, banning an accessory that has never been used outside of Vegas in America to commit a crime, and wouldn't stop anybody who wanted to commit a crime anyway. They'll use a rifle without a bump stock. I want you to try to fix my head here. Am I going off the rails?
No, I don't believe you are. And listen, you know, talking about these items that make a gun shoot or simulate full auto fire. First off, I want to step back and say the National Firearms Act 1934, I believe that's a clear infringement on our Second Amendment rights. That was one of the majors told us we cannot own these type of firearms anymore. By the way, which is also a knee-jerk reaction to the St. Valentine's Day massacre that happened.
That's correct.
In Chicago. You know, but let's say the NFA is in place still. We still have the NFA. These items could easily fit into NFA, but this is not going to happen. The president said today, I heard him say it twice, he's gonna put them on there. Now, listen, yeah, maybe he surprises. Maybe he makes some NFA items. I have no idea. I don't think so. But I think this includes all of those items that, you know, you and I expect to be on there, Mark, like a bump fire stock, like the old Atkins accelerator, like the triggers now where you, and I can't remember the name off the top of my head, you pull it once, it fires, and when you release it, it fires again. So one pull of the trigger finger, one mm-hmm. release of the trigger finger, you get some multiple fires out of that.
Was it the Hellfire or something like that? Is that what it is?
Thank you. Now,
yeah. Let me stop you, because they're going to have to regulate my belt, because I can use my belt with a thumb and there's other ways to do this in my belt loop to bump fire a rifle.
Absolutely, 100% agreed. And I think hopefully somebody up there is smart enough to say things that are internal or attached to the rifle. Because, Mark, listen, if I'm really good, or if this bill applies like we think it applies, it means Jerry Miklick's finger has to go away as well, because he could pull that trigger faster than any other human on the planet. But I don't think we're going to come to that. But where do they draw that line? Mark, I got a better spring. I got a tighter spring. It still shoots
right.
Semi-auto. But
are we looking at match-grade triggers? Are we looking at match grade triggers? Are we looking at triggers from a 5.5 pound pull on my Glock that reduce me to a 3 pound pull? Is that a device that allows me to fire the weapon faster? What about, and let's not even get into the weeds about all the work people do on their 1911s and their single action light trigger pulls. I mean, this is crazy. So these are the things we're going to have to discuss, and we'll probably know tomorrow. We'll probably be talking about this tomorrow. Mike, we're getting ready to take a break. When we come back, I want to go into a couple other things that are being discussed. In particular, I think I want to go right to the age issue. And I'll frame it the way Trump did in, yet again, another astonishing meeting from the White House that we were witness to back after this.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Hi everybody, Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions, because believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
All right. Indeed, we are back. Really, really important discussion today about what unfolded and will be continuing to unfold in Washington as a result of Parkland, Florida. Trump, in a meeting at the White House today with assembled representatives and senators, sat down and had a conversation about, and this is something you never saw Obama do, because Obama didn't want you to hear what he was talking about. Everything was behind closed doors with this guy. Whether you like what you're hearing from Trump or not isn't the issue. It's the fact that you're hearing it. So, Mike, let me go back to you quickly. I think we wrapped up the bump stocks. We know that that's the sacrificial lamb. Their bump stocks are sacrificed on the altar of gun control. It's a done deal.
Right.
The statement I just made about what Obama didn't want you to see. Everything was behind the scenes. Everything was hidden with this guy, which is why nobody trusted him relative to their firearms rights. And that was proven to be true. We were right about that, as he would sneak in executive order here and executive order there. He never let anybody see what they were talking about. With him, it was all about the ultimate goal of eventually appeasing Dianne Feinstein and Murphy's and Blumenthal's and the rest of the gun grabbers and working with every town in the Brady campaign. What we're seeing with Trump is remarkable in a sense that he is flat out telling us. I'm at odds with the NRA on this. I had lunch. He told us today I had lunch with the NRA, and he was talking about Chris Cox, and he was talking about Wayne LaPierre. He said, we had lunch, and they disagree with me on this. We disagree. But someone's got to say it, and I'm saying it. We disagree. We would have never seen that from the Obama administration. So that in and of itself is remarkable. But let's get down to what we disagree with here. We heard the statement from the NRA, Mike. I don't really think the NRA gives a crap about bump stocks. They're going to say, hey, man, we didn't call for them being banned. We said you should look at them for additional regulation. That's going to be their out. That's going to be their plausible deniability is in the nuance of the wording of what I just read. But now let's go over to 18 to 21 years old, because now this is a clear infringement on the rights, the Second Amendment rights of law-abiding American citizens that would have done nothing to stop this kid from killing people in that school, Mike. Now, the National Rifle Association is vehemently opposed to that, as they should be, as every American should be, when it comes to our constitutional rights. Am I right?
Yes, sir, you are. Yes, sir, you are. You know, I'm listening to this age argument, and you know, a lot of different angles to go at it. You know, Mark, I think since the last time you and I talked about it, I've been looking at a couple of angles with states' rights issues, and I thought I was, you know, starting to lean one way. Okay, well, that's a states' rights issue, just like they do driver's license. You know, obviously we see it in insurance industries. But then again, lean right back the other way. Well, hell, hold on a second now. Here, the 26th Amendment is pretty clear, saying you're an adult at 18 years old because we're giving you the right to choose the future of your country and the future of your local community. You know, I still believe now I'm at the point, Mark, where I've swung back around and said, you know what? I'm not only going to say no to fire or long guns at 20 or 21. I'm going to say I want pistols at 18. You know, why are we at 21? Why are we there now? Why can you be an adult at 18? You want to make it 21? Fine. Raise the voting age to 21. Legislate and make the voting age, make it a, you know, correct the Constitution again or add another amendment and change it to 21.
All right. This is where the fight's going to be, because I'm with you on this. And this is what we're going to see happen. You cannot tell an 18-year-old. Now, I got to go back into, there's philosophical stuff here. Man-made law is what we're talking about here. We're talking about man-made law. We're talking about we form a government that we allow to make laws that we abide by. That's what holds the fabric of our society together, is law-abiding people. If we don't like a law, we work to change the law. And there are various ways to do that. In this case, we're not talking about law. We're talking about constitutional rights, rights that predate man and predate man-made law. That's what we're talking about here. So make sure you wrap your head around that, especially if you're a liberal dope. Figure that out. That's what we're talking about here. We're talking about natural law. We're talking about moral rights. We're talking about the right you have to defend your life as a human being. We're talking about a human right. Well, guns aren't human. Yes, guns are human rights. That's why we have the ability to make them. That's why we were granted by our creator, not by a government, the brain cells and matter necessary to build the tool we need that were not provided to us in the form of fangs and claws and other things and big, giant, prickly skin that shoots quill things out, okay? We can't lift up our tail and stink somebody out. Not to the point it would get them to stop from killing us anyway. So the fact of the matter is we were given opposable thumbs to build those things and use those tools. And man has been doing that since the dawn of man. Man built fire with his bare hands. Man chipped rocks and made things. Mike, go ahead.
Yeah. Fire. Exactly right.
Yeah, okay. So here's the thing. We're talking, you ask a great question. Why is it 18? It's 18 because somebody said it's 18. It's not 18 because it's 18 in the universe. It's 18 because a person or persons got together and said it is. You know, I remind that 16-year-old or 18-year-old dope, why can I buy an AR and I can't buy a beer? Well, you can't buy a beer because some legislature said you can't. That's why. It used to be 18. I could buy a beer at 18. I can't buy a beer at 18. Now I have to be 21 to buy a beer. And then there's the other part, Mike, of this equation, that there are gun owners out there going, ah, big deal, so they make it 21, I'm 22, I couldn't care less. You better care less, because if they can strip an adult of 18 of that right, they can also take their Fourth Amendment rights from them, can't they?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. You know, and listen, I believe the answer on the alcohol, you know, that appears to be pushed down as a states' rights issue. You know, if that's what they want for you to, before you can alter your mindset. And I think that's really what it is. You know, somebody decided you got to be 21 before you can alter your mindset and have alcohol in there. But I keep coming back to the 26th Amendment. You know, this is 3/4 of the states and 2/3 of the legislatures have said, mm-hmm. I'm an adult at 18. Now you're going to tell me I can't have something made by man to defend myself. I've got a problem with that. I've got a problem. Again, like I said, I've got a problem now with pistols being 21 years old. I think it should be 18.
Well, I asked that question yesterday. Why are pistols 21? Pistols are 21 because somebody said so. Now, Trump sits in a meeting today at the White House, and here's where he's got a bone of contention with the constituency that put him where he is today to even have this conversation. And that's, for the most part, gun owners. It was gun owners that got Donald Trump elected. I asked that question yesterday. Why are pistols 21 instead of 18? Because somebody said they were. Nobody really complained about it because you could buy a long gun until you were 21. So now you got a Connecticut rep, or a Pennsylvania rep, and I forget who it was asked by Trump talking, but it was a remarkable exchange. It truly was. It's something we've never seen before coming out of the White House. He said, look, Mr. President, I have a problem with 18 to 21 not being able to exercise a right. In Pennsylvania, in my state, we have many, many thousands of 18, 19, and 20-year-olds who responsibly use their rifles and shotguns for hunting and marksmanship and target practice and just fun every single day. So I have a problem with that. And Trump looked at him and said, you're afraid of the NRA, aren't you? You're afraid of the NRA.
Right.
It was you heard the same exchange.
Yeah, and I'm not sure who said that. He also said, and you're talking about taking away their ability to defend themselves.
Well, of course he did. Yeah. And they are taking away the ability. I used the example yesterday of someone who, you know, gets out of high school and doesn't want to go to college and decides they're better off with their metalworking skills, and they go to work for NASCAR, and the next thing you know, they're building a race car, and they're 18 years old, they're 19 years old. Now he gets married at 20. He's got a house. He's got a great job and probably got more money in his pocket than the kids that are paying for college loans because he's working for, Stuart Haas Racing, and they're paying him good money because they got a winning team. This kid can't buy a shotgun or a pistol to defend his home. I have a problem with this, and millions of other Americans have a problem with this. So we're not alone here. This is a big discussion that has to happen. So I'm going to be very interested to see what Donald Trump does on this. He is pushing for it, and he wants it. He's making it clear. When we come back, we'll look at the other side of the equation. Two more issues. The very, very strong background checks he's talking about, which also wouldn't have stopped Parkland. And time is going to cut me short. See you in a second.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Folks, you know that the USCCA protects responsible gun owners if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Recently, a USCCA member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and was arrested, even though he never fired a shot. Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say if this happened to you? Visit BeThereProtector.com for the USCCA's free guide, The 6 Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. That's BeThereProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at SAF.org. saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends. You can find every episode of Into the Fray at intothefrayvideo.com. That's intothefrayvideo.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
ArmedAndResponsible.com. This is the last time you're going to hear this about the chances to win the guns today at Armed and Responsible. It changes at midnight. It's going to flip. So make sure to head over to ArmedAndResponsible.com for the opportunity to give for the gun giveaway that they're doing over there for your chances to win up to 10 chances. I saw an email from Tim today, Tim Schmidt, founder of the USCCA, that confirmed it was all ending and that 10 guns were being given away tonight. So head over to armedandresponsible.com. Jump on that, please. Really, I mean, why wouldn't you? You know, why wouldn't you go over and see if you could do that? I would if I could. I just can't. I'm not allowed, unfortunately, but I would love to do it. If you win, shoot me an email, mark@armedamericanradio.org. mark@armedamericanradio.org. Also, remember MyPillow. That really cool stuff from those guys listening to us on the air the other day up at 1280 AM, The Patriot. That was great because we air up in Minnesota and they're fans of the show, and Mike had a great time on the program. We've been provided a promo code for you to take advantage at the MyPillow.com site, AAR. When he found out I was a fan of his pillow, I've been using it for a couple of years. He loved it. He says, here, man, let's see if we can get your listeners into as many of them as we can. 50% off is a great deal. It's a better deal than I got when I bought my two pillows, believe me. So take advantage of it. Use the promo code AAR at MyPillow.com. It's also up to 30% off of everything else on the site, everything on the site. Even the beds, I think it's a set number giveaway. It's not a percentage, but you get a huge discount using that promo code. So take advantage of it. I mean, why not? You know, when you've got people that support us and support what we're doing, particularly now in this crazy, whacked out environment, man, we need to support these people. These people get it, and we got to give it back to them. We really do. I know I do. I do it as often as I possibly can. And where else? What else do I have? Warfighter Tobacco, of course, we need to go over there. Been telling you about that. Unleash the warfighter in you. Take advantage of everything they're offering at warfightertobacco.com. Promo code again, AAR. It's easy to remember. And take a discount of 10% off everything on their site, too. Okay, welcome back to the program. Let's go back to Mike Pawarski. Mike, there are two other issues regarding this meeting today. All right, so I think we've touched on the bump stock ban. We know what's coming.
Right.
The age limit, Trump wants it. He's pushing it from 18 to 21, which is essentially going to screw a young class of Americans from 18 to 21 years old out of a fundamental, basic constitutional right to protect and defend themselves, and it's flat out wrong. It is wrong. It's feel-good legislation. Mike, would it have done anything to stop Parkland?
No, absolutely not. And a majority of the other shootings, you know, these 14 shootings they brought up as well. But, you know, when I was listening to him, I did hear him say a couple of times, let's look at that. It's the question I get asked the most. I didn't hear him say, I want it raised to 21. I think I heard a, you know, a little waiver in there back and forth on, you know, his mind isn't made up. I would say that. I don't think his mind is made up on it.
I'm not so sure. Based on what I saw today, I see him pushing. I see him the same fervor with the 18 to 21 because he came flat out today and said, look, you can't buy a pistol until you're 21. You can't buy a handgun until you're 21. I don't hear anybody complaining about that. Well, maybe you ought to start listening because there are a lot of 18, 19, and 20-year-olds that do complain about that. All right? So he's pushing it with that same fervor.
Yeah, I think a lot of his style, though, a lot of his negotiation style is giving the counterpoint, and I think that's may have been what he was doing there. So, you know, I hope I'm right. I hope you're wrong on this. I hope he's still wavering, and we'll find out. But you know, we got to plan for the worst as well.
All right, 18 to 21. I think he's wanting to go there. He was seeking it out today. I think he's thinking this is my idea, and this is what I want to move. Next, hardening the schools. To me, this is an absolute no-brainer. And I'll lump in hardening schools with arming personnel at the school. Trump is all about arming teachers at the school. He absolutely is 100% about it, and I think we're going to see it. He told a number of anti-gun folks there. So he basically told them you were crazy if you thought that you were going to stop something by not putting defensive firepower in those schools. He said you're nuts. It's not going to happen. And you know what? He's absolutely 100% correct. And you've got some senators and representatives in there that said, look, we did the same thing with 9/11. Mike, the encouraging part that I saw today, and I forget who it was. I believe he was a Florida representative. Forgive me for not knowing who it was. He said, look, the one thing we want to do now is something that was never done before. It's all talk. Everybody wants to pass things that wouldn't do anything to stop the problem. Arming these schools, getting rid of the gun-free zone, and hardening like we did our airports, like we did our pilots, like we did our airplanes, will end this. Finally, real common sense. Mike.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, you heard the president say it a couple of times that, you know, the gun-free zones are killing zones. You know, they're the absolute worst, and they've got to end. I think his passion there is almost as much as his passion is on these bump stocks, you know, for getting rid of. So, you know, even if this legislation doesn't happen, I bet you that's something that, you know, another push, another nudge, we could see an executive action out of him ending gun-free zones in schools, at least, because he's very clear that gun-free zones are killing zones. So that's very, very nice to see that, you know, he talked about this a few years ago. He talked about this when he was running as candidate Trump, and he hasn't forgotten that. He's very passionate that gun-free zones have to go.
He is. He did. I'm glad you mentioned that. He did mention that today in no uncertain terms. He hates gun-free zones. He mentioned the statistic that 98% of these shootings since the 1950s have occurred in gun-free zones. And he did mention somebody else mentioned the 14 shootings using the government's data, because it's not 18 or 19 school shootings like the left will tell you since January 1st. They're flat-out bald-faced liars. Get the facts straight. You want to come to the table, have your facts right.
Right.
But Trump mentioned that, and he mentioned the gun-free. Now, he had another representative who I apologize, who was watching it while we were prepping the show, Mike, and he was off camera as the camera was trained on Trump, and he was on the other side of the table. So I don't know who it was. Was saying, look, I'm a concealed carry permit holder, and the reason I carry my gun everywhere is so I can protect myself. And Trump said, well, what about these gun-free zones? You carry there? He says, no. He says, not where it's illegal for me to go. I can't carry there. That's the frustration we have.
Yeah, that was former Sheriff John Rutherford out of Jacksonville, okay. Florida. So that's why it was a little weird when he was talking about gun-free zones, because he's a retired law enforcement officer. Those gun-free zones don't mean anything to him. He was trying to make the point, and I
right.
think maybe he thought the sheriff knew he was a cop or a retired cop, because those gun-free zones don't apply to him.
Yeah, he was speaking in a general term for everybody. He was broad-brushing it, and I'm glad he did that. Now that I know who you're talking about, thank you for that clarification. Now we know why he was saying that, because what he was essentially saying was gun-free zones are killing zones, and I can't carry a concealed weapon as a concealed weapon carrier. As a law-abiding concealed carry permit holder, I can't carry a weapon in a gun-free zone. Well, you know, there's a little nuance to that. Let's take the state of Georgia. That no gun sign has no weight of law. I can carry there. And I do. And because I know how to conceal my firearm, and I'm not violating state law by doing so, no one knows I have it. And no one's going to know I have it unless I have to use it to defend myself or my family or someone else. So it was really interesting, and it was great to see, Mike, the pro-gun people in that room saying, look, concealed carry permit holders save lives every day. We've got police officers that are alive today because they were pushing for the concealed carry reciprocity bill as well, attaching it to Fix Nicks. Here's what Trump came out and said, Mike, and we'll close it with this. I'll give you the final word on this. But he said that bill is never going to pass together with Fix Nicks, and we have to do something. Separate it and run it separately. He says, I'm a big fan of it, but it's not going to pass. Trump's a realist. He understands what's going on in there right now, and he wants that Fix Nicks bill to pass. Mike, go ahead.
Yeah, and listen, you know, we've talked about Fix Nicks before. There's nothing bad at Fix Nicks. There's nothing that I see going on in there that we already don't do. You know, we've joked about it, universal background checks. What does that mean? They do them on Mars? The thing that we saw right at the very end was this whole black market thing, and this, again, was your Sheriff Rutherford there where he was showing his law enforcement legs. He wants everybody to get a background check, universal background checks, even for private transactions.
Right. Now, that's going to be where the fight is right there. It's not going to be with Fix Nicks. I've told you on this program before, and I have no problem saying it. The Fix Nicks bill in its current state doesn't frighten me at all. What you're going to see are the gun grabbers come in here, the Blumenthals and the Murphys and the Feinsteins, and they're going to want to muck everything up to grab whatever they can because that's who they are. Mike Pawarski, Arms Room Radio, thanks for being here, brother. Till tomorrow when we meet again, there's going to be fresh stuff to talk about. Carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Enjoy the rest of your day, and I'll see you on the radio.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
What are you cooking tonight? Yo, what's up? This is AAR Shanto, and as you know, like Mark, I have a passion for our gun rights. I also have a passion for great cooking, and I want to invite you to my new Facebook page. There you will get to see and hear what's new in the culinary world. Just go to facebook.com/trythisdishradio or search for Try This Dish Radio on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/trythisdishradio, and remember, it's all about the food.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.